gives me an idea. They're coming into the final straight in the midweek drive with Alex Tlefchuk is heading for the next phone link. Will it be Headline Mobile or ISDN? Will it be on video? Will the interviewee remember to stay online? Will the voiceover artist keep up to 110 seconds? Will this link become award-winning? And will the siren song still appear as an outside bet for a future song contest? All bets are off as the midweek drive team yet again prove they can reach the final furlong and continue to make great quality sounding entertainment!
Siren 107.5 Three, broadcasting to you from the university, a radio station for the whole community. Siren 107.3 FM for Lincoln.
Siren 107.3 FM, the home of probably the most surreally scripted links in the world.
So probably that makes all the difference. So, Joy, clearly if you go to the Midweek Drive page on the sirenonline.co.uk website and listen again to the wonderful activities that are there, you go back and if you type into the search facility Charlotte Fortune, you'll get the Adventures of Charlotte Part 1, the Adventures of Charlotte Part 2.
Really?
You'll get all manner of wonderful things, including the man who thought he was a light bulb, I think, and much, much more.
Exciting.
Hopefully online now, because she actually phoned in several times during the course of the programme to
she
say,
did.
I'm here,
sorry.
I'm here. Exactly. And you know we have a ban on any kind of mobile communication within the studios.
It's shocking,
how,
isn't it?
It's just
shocking
amazing
moment.
How that managed to get through. Fortunately, we don't. Charlotte Fortune, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Excellent.
Sorry to be so last minute, but I was working and I can't check my phone in this job I'm doing at the moment.
Now, Charlotte,
we
spoke to Ken Kitson, ace actor, and he does a whole variety of other things as well. You combine working for Office Angels, in which he actually provides Indian head massages, amongst other things.
I beat their angels, Alex. I beat their angels.
Oh, right. So I get the right thing.
Office Angels. That's an recruitment company.
Well, that's where we get our temps from, isn't it, Alex?
Quite glamorous,
isn't
it? Well, Ibiza Angels sounds more glamorous.
Ibiza Angels. Angels in full force. So share why should the academic staff at the University of Lincoln consider bringing on board Ibiza Angels, even with the credit crunch being as bad as it is, to actually alleviate our stress?
An intense, amazing 7-minute massage, head, shoulder, neck and back, invigorating, energising, relaxes you, invigorates you, gets rid of your tension, your knots. As you said, you can tell I've been doing this all day. But the thing is, they have to come to London to do it. They have to either come to some music event or hire us as a company in London.
I'm sorry, Charlotte. Do you mean to say that you're not going to hire up 120 miles or so to Lincoln to do these kind of things? Once again.
Yeah, we're only London-based. Because there's like 90 of us on the team, but we only do like London events. Like, it just because it costs so much.
Did you say there are 90 of you on the team?
Okay.
Yeah, 90 we do. Like, there's club events we do, exhibitions, like, we do the polo, poker.
No, I'm thinking to myself, is this what you had in mind when you went up as an innocent Bristol lass to the Sir Paul McCartney Institute of Performing Arts in Liverpool and then decided, yes, actually, as a sort of in-between sort of time between heading off and singing on cruise ships across the globe, all being Cinderella in pantomime at various sort of venues, did you think, I want to be an Ibiza Angels, exactly?
To be honest, I didn't have any expectations. I didn't know what was going to happen. I knew I'm going to have some random jobs, and I'm glad it's not a call centre the whole time now.
Well, there we are.
Call centre kind of just like mind blowing. I get fit with this. I meet lots of people, network. You know, it's a lot more fun. The girls are really nice, and call centre is just mind numbing. It's so much more fun. It's glamorous.
Well, fun and glamorous, two adjectives which we frequently use to describe yourself, Charlotte, and Joy Knight, in many ways. Exactly, it's a key thing there. It's two classic scenarios there. Joy, any little questions you'd like to throw in at Charlotte? As life, the universe...
Yeah, Charlotte, you're off on a cruise ship soon, I believe.
Yeah, I am. October the 18th.
Oh, is that something you're really looking forward to?
Very excited. Yeah. I haven't got the material yet, but there's going to be 7 shows to learn. I'm a lead vocalist, so I'm going to have a lot of pressure. So I've started warming up every day. I'm like, oh, I need to be amazing. It's a lot of pressure because I'm the lead.
You've raised that point, Charlotte, and inevitably you're the lead because and the thing about Charlotte is she can do diva if she wishes to, yeah. But she's not a diva really. She's a wonderful individual.
She doesn't sound like a diva.
So, exactly. So would you like to just take us through some of these warm-up exercises? Because I often like to do with the pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba vocalised thing from that point of view. Well, what sort of exercises do you think Rose Joy should consider before she does one of these shows? Actually to enhance.
Yeah.
To enhance the kind of flow of the larynx and the vocal art.
Everyone does different warm-ups, but I have my own routine. Like, I do the vowels. I started on the wrong note, but yeah. And like, mini-mini-ma, and bibbidi-bobbidi, and root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-root-
seconds. You know, it's called a compressed lesson. It's kind of
exactly. Yes, yeah. And then do sirening. Let's sing.
Very good.
Basic sirening.
See, we're coming from here. Siren 107.3 FM. Yeah. Charlotte.
I just mix it all up. Whatever I'm feeling, like, I need to work on, whether my higher range or my lower range, that's what I concentrate on, because sometimes my lower range is okay in the morning, my higher range is not as good.
It's always perfect.
It's hard, but the cruise is just so exciting. October the 18th and to July.
We are looking. Is it October to July?
October the 18th to July the 3rd.
Are you away for all that time? Do you get holidays and things?
She's on a holiday.
I'm away for the whole time. Yeah, it is like a holiday. That's right, Alex. I'm having a holiday.
All we need to do, though, and we're talking to our communications experts about this, is how do we actually equip you with a suitable phone to enable you to produce these regular Siren 107.3 FM midweek drive connections? Because
that's the thing. I mean, obviously, the time difference is going to be...
It's going to be a challenge. It's going to be a challenge, but it's not going to be insurmountable.
We get Skype. People I've spoken to that are on ships at the moment, they always Skype their friends and their family. That's free, Skype to Skype, but seeing as the time difference, I'm not sure how that would work.
Listen, Charlotte, if the worst... We managed to cope when you were actually scuba diving in Australia a few years ago. I'm sure we can...
Yeah, you did, actually.
Exactly.
You?
So I think...
What time did you call me?
We probably called you about 8 o'clock in the morning. It would have been about 5 or 6 p.m. there. We can coordinate. Yeah, where there's a will, there's a way. Have you had a reasonably interesting, albeit slightly shorter than normal, phone link with us today on Siren 107.3 FM?
Yes, I have. It's been lovely.
Can we connect with you again in the very near future?
Of course.